to run for president. Palin has authorized a documentary film about her rise in politics and is adding staff, but she's made no formal decision yet, and with her name recognition, could wait longer than most to announce. Elizabeth Smart has testified at a sentencing hearing in Salt Lake City that she will have a good life, despite what her kidnapper did to her. Smart told former street preacher Brian David Mitchell that she knows he's aware that what he did was wrong. I'm Richard Stewart, IRN USA Radio News.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
Live, it's America's longest-running national radio talk show on computers, Computer America, hosted by national columnist Craig Crossman. Look for Craig's weekly column in your favorite newspaper. This show is being beamed nationwide by the Business Talk Radio Network, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and on the Internet at ComputerAmerica.com. Keep it here for technology news, computer products, guest interviews, and your phone calls. You're listening to Computer America.
Hello and welcome into the Computer America show. It's the nation's longest running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. It's Wednesday, May the 2nd, 2011, and I am your host, Craig Crossman. I should tell the board up. That's my fault. You should always have – there you go. All right, he's up. Okay, I'm your host, Craig Crossman.
And I'm your co-host, Ben. I thought I was talking there for a second.
Yeah, I know. I forgot to instruct the board. That's okay. And welcome to the Computer America Show. It's a Wednesday night, and that means, once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Wednesday Madness. And everybody is happy and cheery and is good. Now, let me explain to you what we do on Wednesday Madness, but it's going to be a slight variation. Normally on Wednesday Madness, we don't have guests on the show. We do that for a reason, because we read emails, feedbacks. We take the time to do that, and we'll certainly do that tonight. But also tonight we're going to have a guest, because he's going to assist us in answering your questions, and we're going to talk about some very interesting topics. He is the editor-in-chief of Hardware Secrets, which is a website and email newsletter that focuses on computer hardware. And please welcome Gabriel Torres to the Computer America Show. Hey, Gabriel, how are you? Gabriel, you there? Oh, for some reason, I'm not hearing Gabriel.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Didn't hear you.
Thank you for having me on the show again.
Oh, our pleasure. And always a pleasure having you here. Now, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about different topics, but we're also going to keep it Wednesday Madness, and that means if people have questions about computers, anything having to do computers and technology, I mean, and maybe movies too, because we love movies here on the show, we will do that. Now, the way you communicate with us, we offer three different ways to get on the show. The easiest is the telephone. You pick it up, give us a call. It's toll-free. Write this down now, okay? Get a pencil, get a paper, write it down. All right, you ready? All right, 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-8255. That number will get you on, and it will get you through. We also have a special email inbox when we're live and on the air. We have that set up, and it is live, L-I-V-E, at ComputerAmerica.com. And you can also join us in our live interactive add-on chat room from our homepage at ComputerAmerica.com. You just go to you go there, you'll see it says chat with us. There's a place for you to put in something called a username. That's the name you'll be known by when you go in there. Click the Java button, login button below in your Java-enabled browser, be on a Windows machine, Macintosh, Linux, Vista, Windows 7, Snow Leopard, they all work. We'll move you into the Computer America show. So that's how you do it, and that's what it's all about. And I've got some emails. And so, Ben, this is show number 2 for you as a co-host. How do you feel so far?
Tonight, I think, is going to be a better show. Last night wasn't bad, but I think I'll do better this time.
Okay, well, good. What makes you think you're going to do better?
I don't know. I just feel peppier. I feel zazzed for this, you know?
Okay, good. All right. Well, that's always a good thing. So one of the things, you know, what we'll do is we're going to have a different topics that we're going to be talking about, but anytime you want to call in and or ask a question, we'll certainly try to help you. Now, just as a little bit of a refresh, Gabriel, your specialty, you have a lot of different editors or contributing editors to Hardware Secrets, and each one of them has an area of expertise. Now, yours is power supplies, as I recall, correct?
Yeah, power supplies. But power supplies is the topic that I like the most, but I also cover CPUs, motherboards, and a bunch of other stuff.
Okay, now, do you do a lot of do you build your own equipment, or do you go to the store like everybody else and just buy it?
No, I build.
You do. So when you build it, obviously you can put together equipment a lot less expensively than if you want to buy something.
Yeah, well, not because for me it's a little bit easier to build my computers because I got a lot of samples from manufacturers for a reviewing purpose. So I end up having a lot of spare parts. That's one of the reasons I build myself.
Now, when you build a computer, do you give it a name? You call it spare parts?
No. That's funny, but I don't.
Let me introduce to my computer. I call them spare parts. You know. No, okay.
But building a computer can be interesting for the average user if he or she is willing to, you know, customize the computer once you have, like, some specific parts or specific features, you know. But for the person that only, you know, browse the web and, you know, reply emails and do basic stuff on computer, any, you know, like, ready-made computer that you can buy at Costco or Walmart or whatever, it's fine.
Now, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people tend to anthropomorphize their computers. Maybe not so much these days, but they used to be. People would name their computers. I mean, Ben, you used to call yours Chipmunk, right?
Chippy. And
Chippy.
It was a wonderful machine.
You still remember Chippy?
Yeah. Good times. No. Yeah.
So no name for your current computer?
My current computer, I think, is just Office.
Office.
So.
Okay, so there's no okay. So let's talk a little bit about the start things rolling. I know Intel is introducing a new chipset, the Z68. Now, why is this important? Here's what it is about computers. I think, you know, a few years ago, people would build a computer, you get a computer, and they would love tinkering with it and doing all kinds of things to improve it and really getting into it. Today's average computer user, I think, looks at a computer like an appliance. You know, it's like a phone. You pick up the phone, you use it, you put it down. When you use your computer, it's just an appliance. When I want to look up a phone number, or I want to find out something, I just go to the computer, go to Google, done. I don't worry about the operating system doing this and the ins and outs and the interface. I just kind of use it and I'm done with it. So and I don't know maybe what chipset I might have. I do, but if the average person doesn't know what the chipset in it, they don't necessarily want the latest thing or the RAM. They just want the computer to work. So why is this Intel chipset Z68 important to the average consumer? Or is it not? Or maybe it isn't important. What's your thoughts on that?
No, I think this chipset in particular is a great addition, you know, because usually you're right. Usually. But however, this chipset...
Well, thank you.
But this chipset brings two new features that are really important for the average user. Okay? So one of them is called a Smart Response Technology, or SRT, which is like using the computer, the chipset is able to use a small SSD as a cache for your hard drive. We discussed this last time. So you, nowadays you have two options as for a storage device. You can install a traditional hard drive, which is inexpensive, or go for an SSD that's really expensive.
Yeah, solid-state hard drive.
This chipset can use a small-capacity SSD, like as Intel is launching together with this chipset a new SSD called the Intel 311 series or 311 series that's only 20 gigabytes. And you'll be wondering why 20 gigabytes is so small. That's why, because this chipset can use this small SSD to use as a cache for your main hard drive, your mechanical, your traditional hard drive.
Okay, now, so a cache, when you say a cache for a hard drive, we're not talking about spending cash. When you have an area on your either in your memory or a cache memory or for a cache area of your hard drive, a cache tends to be a very high-speed area that can be written to and read from much more so, and it's dedicated so you can get quicker responses. Is that basically what you're talking about?
That's exactly the case. So what this SSD does, this is a small-capacity SSD that's really high-speed because it's like flash memory, so it's like a solid-state memory. So what it does is it keeps track of the programs you're using and the files you've been opening lately. So it transfers from the main hard drive to this SSD the code and the programs and your data that's most accessible. So whenever you want to, you know, like for your programs that you use the most, for instance, let's say that you're using Word a lot. So the chipset will keep track and transfers to the SSD the code for the Word. So it will be faster for you to load the Word and use Word.
So Word will load a lot more quickly than if you just were to load it quickly from the hard drive.
Yes, almost instantly.
Music means we can take a break, and we'll continue on. This is the Computer America Show. It's Wednesday Madness. Open phone lines. Give us a call. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The grow-up plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The grow-up plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
For free information or to apply over the phone, call 1-800-919-4882. That's 1-800-919-4882. 1-800-919-4882.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 120,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy, Cover America Auto Care has announced revolutionary, inexpensive mechanical breakdown coverage that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for drivers to call who own a vehicle that is less than 10 years old for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number is 800-483-2514. Drivers who are covered with this auto protection will not have to pay for a covered repair again. This is the auto coverage now sweeping across America at a fraction of what dealerships charge and is now available to the public by calling today. The number to call is 800-483-2514. 800-483-2514. That's 800-483-2514.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Minutes after the hour here in the Computer America Show. It's Wednesday Madness. 866-606-TALK, the toll-free number, live at ComputerAmerica.com, our email address, or the chat room at ComputerAmerica.com. Ben and I are talking to Gabriel Torres. He's the editor-in-chief of Hardware Secrets, and it's open phone lines.
Gabriel, you got before the break, we were talking about how the new chipset, the Z63, I believe, uses a solid-state hard drive kind of mechanism. Does the chipset come with the solid-state cache, or do you have to have a solid-state hard drive already to use this feature?
Yeah, you can either buy it, like any SSD will work. You have to buy it. It doesn't come with it. But Intel is launching a 20-gigabyte SSD priced at around $100 called the 311 series, 311 series. So it's like cheaper than usually because solid state drives can go as high as $400. So
yeah, that does sound pretty cheap for a solid state.
Mm-hmm. So you have to buy it. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So and again, it's cache, hard drive, solid state hard drive. It's flash memory, but it's designed to memory in RAM, cache memory is going to be a lot faster than regular memory. This is really it's more of a cache hard drive area, although it is a solid state hard drive memory. All this that it's doing, you know, keeping track of all the different applications that I'm using and saying, okay, well, I think this he's using Word more frequently. And so I'm going to keep Word loaded in the cache. I don't have to do anything about that. That's all in hardware, and I have no control over it. It just does it automatically, correct?
That's correct. It's all automatic. That's what I think it's really cool for the, you know, average user. You know, like spending $100 more, putting this 20 gigabyte solid state drive will boost your performance tremendously. Because today what happens is that video cards are really fast, CPUs are really fast, but the hard drives are still slow compared to the other parts of the computer, right? So that's the bottleneck there.
Now, is this going to be strictly for it's Intel? Is this going to strictly be for Windows machines, or will this work on the Mac as well? What platforms?
Yeah, any motherboard that has the Intel Z68 chipset, which is targeted to the second generation Core CPUs, so the Core i5, Core i3, and Core i7. The second one's called Sandy Bridge, the code name of the CPU, so the latest one.
And again, it's at the hardware level, so it really doesn't matter about the operating system, what we're using. It's just all built into the hardware. This is all hardware stuff then.
Yeah, it's part hardware and part software, so you have to have the software compatible. I haven't had the chance to look exactly which operating systems it's compatible. I know that's Windows, of course, but I haven't had the chance to see if it's compatible with Linux and Mac OS or other platforms. Mm-hmm. Okay? Well, so this is one of the features. The second feature that this chipset brings, it's kind of interesting because the new CPUs from this second generation Core i5, i3, and i7 CPUs, they have an integrated video processor, so they can generate video. So what happens is most people that want to play games, they will still buy a standalone video card and install an add-on video card on their computers. However, to generate videos using, like a bulky video card, it spends a lot of power because it's not so efficient. And the integrated video from the CPU is more efficient than the video card to generate like 2D video, not for playing games, but for when you like loading a spreadsheet or writing a document on Word or browsing the web and stuff. So this new technology allows you to switch between the integrated video on the CPU and the video from your video card, depending on what you're doing. So if you're playing games, the computer, you use your regular video card.
Uh-huh.
But when you're not playing games, you're like using your Word or browsing the web and stuff, it will turn off the video card and use the integrated video processor from the CPU. So
Saving you, bottom line is it's a power saving device.
Yeah, the power saving.
You don't need all that video horsepower when you're using a word processor or surfing the net.
Exactly, we will switch to the integrated graphics. But when you like, now I want to play Call of Duty or whatever, then we'll switch back to the main video card. So we'll switch back and forth between the two video cards, like the one that's integrated in the CPU and the regular one. That you install like a GeForce or Radeon, whatever, depending on the usage.
We have a caller who's listening to us on our radio affiliate in Las Vegas, Nevada, on station KNUU AM 970. He's got a question for us. Computer America, Craig Crossman. Hi, Jim.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'd like to ask Gabriel, what is the benefits of the 20 gigabyte new Intel SSD, say over a 20 gigabyte micro SD card?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the good question, okay? Because both of them are based on flash memory technology, so both work more or less the same way. The difference is the interface that they are connected to the computer, right? Because the memory card, you can connect either through a memory card reader
or USB, or
a different kind of interface. And the SSD is connected to the SATA interface. So the SATA interface right now, the SATA 600, or also known as SATA 6G, it doesn't have any bottleneck compared to the memory card, okay? So the other difference as well is that this particular SSD, that's very technical, but it's very interesting to understand the difference. There are two kinds of flash memory chips. One is called SLC, okay? The other one is called MLC. The bottom line is SLC chips are faster, but more expensive. MLC are cheaper, but a little bit slower. So what happened is this particular SSD, it uses the faster memory. That's the SLC, which is really fast. And other most SSDs on the market use the cheapest chips, like the MLC, and as the same goes for the memory cards. They use not as lower chips.
And you also you have to realize that, Gabriel mentioned this, it's the card that you plug in to flash memory the bottleneck is the USB interface itself, 2.0, even if you have a 3.0 flash, which I don't know if there are that many of them out there, mostly 2.0. I mean, you're limited by the data transfer rate of plugging it in there, and that slows things way down. The memory that's integrated in this Z68 chipset is like it's right alongside. It's there. It's available, and the data transfer between the memory and the hard drive is remarkably far more quick. So you're going to get a marked improvement over something like this. Plus, when you use a flash memory, it usually that comes up as a logical device. You put it in there, and it's like a D drive or an F drive or an E drive, something along those lines. That's not what's happening here. It's not really as a logical device. It's just there, and the operating system is using it when it needs to. And it's really acting independently of anything that you're doing, Jim.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, Jim. Excellent question. Thank you for calling. This is the Computer America Show. It's Wednesday Madness. Gabriel Torres is here with us, editor-in-chief of Hardware Secrets. Ben and I will be right back with him. Lots more. Stay with us.
They're going. In the next few days, 10 amazing cars are going to disappear. If you want one to be yours, now is the time to enter the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. So now, not tomorrow, not when you have a spare minute, not after your week slows down. Now is the time to push your blue OnStar button. Tell the advisor you want to enter, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't have to be an active OnStar customer. There's no obligation. But you have to push your blue button soon. And maybe a Cadillac CTS-V Coupe, a Chevrolet Corvette convertible, a GMC Yukon Denali, or a Buick Enclave could be yours. Just for pushing one little button. Sweepstakes exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method, but only one blue OnStar button push per vehicle.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Make a savings getaway at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Save 25 to 50% throughout the store. Swimwear for him and her, 25 to 50% off. Summer sandals, $34.99 to $69.99. Men's polos, $14.99. And 50% plus an extra 10% off luggage. Plus, get an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or WOW Savings Pass. Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Thirty-four minutes past the hour. You are listening to the Computer America Show. We are talking with Gabriel Torres, who is the senior editor of Hardware Secrets. And I have a question, Gabriel. How popular do you think this whole chipset will be? Like, do you think it'll be just for those who like running, you know, 10 really hardcore programs, or do you think like everyone should just have this for their everyday computer?
I think everyone should have this, you know, because if you see the range of motherboards, because the chipset is only one of the components of the motherboards, right? So sometimes what happens is the manufacturer releases this chipset and you go see the price of the motherboard and it's either too expensive or you know, like from the price you see which kind of user will be actually using the chipset slash motherboard. But for the Z68, what is interesting that we've seen that motherboards are available from different price ranges, from starting from the low hundreds to up to $300. So meaning that this chipset is targeted not only for the ultra-high-end enthusiasts, but also for the mainstream user. And for the mainstream user that wants to have like a little bit more performance on their computer, this idea of the SSD caching is absolutely great.
Now, Gabriel, in the chat room, we have some questions. Bear Cub has a question for you regarding the second interesting feature, which was the video component, where, as you said, that you might have a really high, powerful video card from ATI or from NVIDIA doing its thing when you're playing games, but when you decide to just use, a word processor or surf the net, it's going to switch to a mild-mannered chipset, video set, because you don't need all that power, and it's a great way to conserve energy. But Barrett wants to know about this feature. He wants to know about signal routing. In other words, if someone has their monitor plugged into the integrated or independent video card, what happens when they get switched? You know, do you need to have the monitor plugged into the back of the motherboard and the video card, or just in the back of the video card itself?
I have to check on that, and next block I'll answer this one.
Okay. All right, Bear, hang in there.
Yeah, hang in there. I'll double check this, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, because it makes sense, because I guess when you plug a video card in, and you then usually you plug the monitor to the mm-hmm. back of the video card, and then that takes over. And if there is a video on the motherboard, you wouldn't use that normally when you have a video card. You would only use the video output on the motherboard when you don't have a video card. And so it's a good question. I mean, how does it know? Yeah, it's an excellent question. So
I'll double check this, and next block we talk about that.
And we'll get back to that. Okay. So these are the marked response technology in the 311 series. Two brand new features, the Z68 chipset, is it out now or is it coming out?
Yeah, it's out now. It's been out for a couple of weeks now.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, and some motherboard manufacturers are like Gigabyte, MSI, and ASRock and others, ASUS, are already offering motherboards based on the new chipset.
ASUS, I see that all the time. They are very cutting edge. When there's something new, I mean, when USB 3.0 came out, I mean, one of the first motherboards out there that had USB 3.0 mm-hmm. was the ASUS motherboard. It was there was virtually nothing that would plug into it, but there it was. So it doesn't surprise me to hear that ASUS.
Yeah, because what happened is motherboards are like, they're separate in two tiers, tier one and the rest. And tier one motherboards are MSI, Gigabyte, and ASUS. These three brands, they have a special relationship with the chipset manufacturers with, like the little components of the chips and this kind of manufacturer. So whenever something new is released, these three guys are the first ones to have this.
Okay.
So that explains why,
All right. So those are the two new interesting features. Are there any other things about the chipset that we should know about?
No. Basically, it's just following up on the P67, H67 that were the previous solutions for Intel socket 1155 motherboards, like for this new brand new Core i5 or Core i3 and Core i7, the new generation called Sandy Bridge CPUs.
Actually, I was reading the article on Hardware Secrets about the chipset, and I read in there that the Z68 boards from the competitors of the of Intel don't have any video outputs on their higher end boards, and I was wondering what was the point of having a chipset this powerful and not having an output for it.
No,
I just read that wrong.
Yeah, it's not exactly like this. It's depending on the brand. It's probably you're reading about one brand that I revealed. It was the Gigabyte motherboard that I revealed. The Gigabyte motherboard was really supposed to be really high end, but it didn't have the connector, so it didn't have this feature for switching the video. And then I said something like, hey, how come you release this high-end motherboard without this feature that's essential, And so, but not all motherboards are like this. Not all high-end motherboards won't have this feature. Like MSI have motherboards with this feature. ASUS have the motherboards with this feature. Even Gigabyte on their mainstream mid-range motherboards, they still have this feature. So probably, I don't know why, the reason they didn't put this feature on their more expensive motherboards, for me, doesn't make sense. So
bad planning, I guess.
Yeah, it's something like, I don't know, sometimes you cannot understand the logic behind some manufacturers,
Well, and this is not the only case like that. We're going to kind of segue to it because there are a lot of products out there that don't work as advertised and technology. I know you have a bunch of them that we're going to use as an example tonight, and that's a good way to kind of springboard off into that. Products that don't work as advertised, and you hate it when you get it. It's supposed to do X, Y, and Z, and it does maybe X and Z, but not Y or something, and you go,
sometimes it's only, under certain circumstances it works as expected, like, if the wind is blowing the right direction,
yes.
Right, or something like this,
Yes, we didn't specify that the wind had to be blowing in the right direction for that copy of Windows. That's why we call it Windows. You didn't have it open. It's closed, darn. All right, so let's talk a little bit about products that don't work as advertised. What do you have in mind?
This came to me today. I posted a review. It was a really interesting case that we can spin off and talk about the similar products that have the same problem. So I reviewed this case. This case is being touted as like an eco-friendly case, So it's supposed to help you to save energy. So what does this case have that's different? So it has basically a switch that turns off the power supply completely out of the outlet,
Wait. There's a switch in this is a case. This is a computer case. It's supposed to be a green product. And the idea is that there's a switch on it that lets you turn off the power supply. I mean, that doesn't. Why would you want to do that? Or I'm misunderstanding.
Yes, because the power supply, when your computer is turned off, is actually not turned off.
Oh.
It's on standby mode. So
yes.
Standby mode, your computer is still, you know, drawing like maybe, you know, a cup of watts, maybe 5 watts or to 10 watts, you know, from the power grid.
Yeah.
So you need to physically remove your computer from the wall if you want to save that extra, go to the, you know, extra mile and save.
Okay,
this
I get
little. So what happened is there's a lot of power strips out on the market that allows you to do that. Belkin has one with even a remote control, and there are some products as well to, you know, like sense that your computer is turned off, and then you will remove your power supply from the power grid.
Yes.
So this computer, this case, has this feature, you know, like an on-off switch, a physical switch that, you know, like turns really
everything
off your power supply.
But what about
everything?
What about your clock? What about the clock, though? Doesn't that throw the clock off, or is there a battery for that?
No, there's a battery for that.
Okay.
So it keeps.
All right.
So what happened is that it also has an outlet for you to connect your peripherals to this switch. So, for instance, your monitors, your speakers. You know, because most people, you turn off your computer, your monitor is still on standby mode. You know, like your speakers are still
on. Yes,
standby
mode.
It draws a little bit, you know?
Draws
a little bit of power.
Uh-huh.
And so this case has this switch that turns everything off, right?
All right.
So, but then the manufacturer came and put like a really, really bad power supply on this case. It only sells this case with this particular power supply, which is like a $20 power supply, which has a really lousy efficiency, you know? And so it makes no sense at all. Like, so they have this switch for you to turn off your computer, you know, like doesn't consume power when it's on standby mode.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the efficiency is really bad, like around 75%, meaning that when your computer is running, it is spending more power than it should be spending.
Wow. Listen, we got to take a break. We'll continue on. This is the Computer America Show. Stand by.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to getproactiv.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
They're going. In the next few days, 10 amazing cars are going to disappear. If you want one to be yours, now is the time to enter the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. So now, not tomorrow, not when you have a spare minute, not after your week slows down. Now is the time to push your blue OnStar button. Tell the advisor you want to enter, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't have to be an active OnStar customer. There's no obligation. But you have to push your blue button soon. And maybe a Cadillac CTS-V Coupe, a Chevrolet Corvette Convertible, a GMC Yukon Denali, or a Buick Enclave could be yours. Just for pushing one little button. Sweepstakes exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800- 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
It's 51 minutes after the hour here in the Computer America Show. 866-606-TALK, the toll-free number, live at ComputerAmerica.com or the chat room at ComputerAmerica.com. It's Wednesday Madness, open phone lines. Any questions you have about computers and technology, we're going to try to help you answer them. Of course, my son Ben is here, and Gabriel Torres, who is the editor-in-chief of Hardware Secrets. And I got to tell you, products that don't work as advertised, this green product, this case, it's got a big switch on it that after you turn it off, you hit the switch supposedly, and then everything else is completely isolated from the wall. But as you say, you know, there are power strips that can do that. It seems to me like it's sort of it's an advertising gimmick, and then to boot, here's a product that's supposedly green, and then they put a terrible power supply in it. So that's woefully insufficient to handle the basic needs of personal computing. So why do they do that? They think maybe people won't know.
Cheap, or whoever designed it didn't care about that. And it's a very expensive case, you know, like it costs like $140, but the power supply itself is only $20, you know.
So
see the markup they have there.
can you put a bigger power supply in the case, or is it?
You can replace the power supply. However, this power supply, it's a different kind of size, and they did things a little bit different to have this switch on the front of the case so you can turn it off and stuff. So, yeah, it's a shame.
You know what that actually sounds useful is if they could put a physical switch on cell phone chargers, because, you know, they made this big fuss a while ago how even though your cell phone charger isn't charging, but if it's plugged into the wall, it's still drawing electricity. So if they could make, like, a little physical switch that you could hit and take that off, then that maybe save people, or maybe they just be, you know, stop being so lazy and just yank it out of the wall. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some products like this, you know, like I told you, there's a power strip from Belkin that has a wireless remote control. So it's like a power strip and several outlets and has a big wireless remote control. And the remote control is really funny because it's like almost the size of a standard, you know, like wall on-off switch for your light, like switch, you know, like, but wireless and has only two positions, on and off. You press on and off, and you turn everything on or everything off, and
That's a very nice Belkin. Yeah, they make some really nice things, yeah.
I do use this one in my personal home theater system. Why is that? Because, you know, like I discovered that I put a power meter, and the whole setup was pulling a lot of power from the wall when I was not watching TV.
Really?
So I was like, yeah, and the problem with the home theater, because there's a bunch of cables behind the whole amplifier and the stuff, right? So I couldn't reach there to, you know, imagine also removing plugs or pushing a button that's hidden behind, you know, like the furniture and stuff. So I bought this stuff and it works fine because everything is connected on my coffee table. I have this big on-off switch, and when I'm done watching TV, boom, off.
Yeah, it looks looks like a wall switch.
Yeah.
But it's sitting flat on your table, and that's it. So and that actually cuts it on and off. That's actually a very nice thing. Belkin makes some really nice products. We're actually going to have Belkin on the show, I think, in next month sometime. But
ask them about this.
we'll say that you recommend it highly. Exactly.
So just going back to the answer of that questions about
That Bear asked, about the video monitor. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have to connect your video monitor to the motherboard output. And the software will route the video from the internally, so from the video card to the onboard connectors.
So let me get this right. So in other words, I have a video card, but instead of hooking it to the back of the video card, I hook it to the back of the motherboard video, and somehow the motherboard is going to route. When it does a switch, it's going to connect it to the video card.
Yes, that's it.
Wow, that is...
Yeah, the software that does the trick. So it copies the contents of the... It's very interesting. It copies the contents of the video memory from the video card to the video memory that the integrated graphics is using, so it can route everything.
Well, there you go, Bear.
It works.
Yeah, there you go, Bear. It sounds a little convoluted to me, but, hey, if it works, that's it. Well, hopefully that answers your question. Yeah. I would never have guessed that was even possible. I thought, you know, if you're using a video card, you've got to use the outputs on the back of the card, but they're somehow routing it. Now, does the video card have to support the Z68 chipset to do that? Or does
No. Because what it does is actually, the technology is not routing the video output from the video card. It's reading the contents of the video memory. Because, you know, like when you have something on the screen, the contents are inside the video memory.
Yes.
So basically what this software does, it reads the contents of the video memory. It copies everything to the RAM memory from the computer where the CPU is reading from. So basically it goes there and snoops whatever it's in there and routes to the video connector that's on the motherboard.
I'm going to have to see that work, because that's very counterintuitive as how I know video cards work. So I understand what you're saying about video memory. So I guess I'll just have to say, obviously, it's Intel. They say it can do it, and it certainly must. But
actually, this technology is from another company called Lucid Logics.
Uh-huh.
So they partner. Actually, Intel licensed the technology from them.
All right. Well, there you go. And now it's part of the new Z68 Intel chipset, again, with MRT Mark Response Technologies and the 311 series. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is for the SSD stuff. And this,
right,
this
exactly.
other technology is called Virtu.
What is it called?
Virtu.
Spell it.
Like Virtu, V-I-R-T-U.
V-I-R-T-U. Okay, I'm gonna it's short for like virtual, V-I-R-T-U. Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh. Something like that. Okay,
from Lucid Logics,
Lucid
company.
Lucid, I'm going to make it Lucid Logics. Okay, I have to check that out and do a little bit more experimenting on that. All right, so Bear, hopefully that answers your question in the chat room. I'll tell you what, we're coming up to the end of the first hour, and so Ben, you're doing some stuff on Facebook for Computer America, correct?
Yes. After months of not even touching the Facebook page, I actually stopped being lazy and started updating it. I'm going to update it every night.
everyone knows that you can find the show notes on the Computer America website.
Mm-hmm.
And right after I update the Computer America website, I'm going to put the show notes on the Facebook. So if you're a fan of Computer America on Facebook, you'll now get the show notes. And also, the any guests we have on, if they have a website, I'm going to put that up too. So the show notes and the guest websites are going to show up right there on your Facebook every night.
Wow. That sounds like a great thing. So now we're becoming more Facebook interactive. How do they do it? They just go to the Facebook and...
They go to Facebook, type in search Computer America. We should be the first one that pops up. It has the Computer America logo with Craig and myself.
All right.
And just say like.
All right. Well, we'll see you on Facebook. Of course, Gabriel Torres is going to stay with us to hour two. It's Wednesday Madness here on Computer America. Ben and I will be right back. Stay with us.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
USA Radio News, I'm Richard Stewart. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the heat should be turned up on the regime of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Cameron and President Obama pleaded for patience for the NATO military campaign. Here are some of Cameron's comments.
The President and I agree that we should be turning up the heat in Libya. I believe the pressure is on that regime.
A federal judge has ruled that Jared Loughner is not competent to stand trial for the Arizona shooting rampage that left six people dead and 13 injured. Loughner will be sent to a federal facility for up to 4 months in a bid to restore his competency. Authorities say a twin-engine plane en route from Georgia to Kentucky has crashed in a mountainous western area of North Carolina, killing people aboard. Cherokee County Sheriff Keith Lovin told the Asheville Citizen-Times that Wednesday's crash resulted in multiple fatalities. He did not elaborate. This is IRN USA Radio News.
If you are over the age of 30 and are serious about losing 1 to 2 pounds a day, please stay tuned to this important announcement. A local market trial is starting now for an incredible weight loss breakthrough called HCG Extreme, and you may be eligible to receive a free 30-day supply. We are looking for 200 people to receive this risk-free trial. HCG Extreme is not a fad, gimmick, or diet craze. There's no doctor's prescription needed. It simply helps reduce cravings, therefore you eat less. HCG is considered one of the fastest and most effective ways to lose weight and keep it off. And best of all, with the HCG Extreme convenient drops, you don't wait weeks to see results. It happens daily. HCG Extreme is now being released to the public in key markets. The first 200 callers are guaranteed participation in the trial.
To find out how to get your bottle of HCG Extreme risk-free, call now. 1-800-605-1672. That's 800-605-1672. Free bottles for a limited time. So call 800-605-1672. That's 800-605-1672.
More threatening weather is popping up in the nation's midsection. Severe thunderstorms have generated tornadoes in several states. Warnings have been posted for a dozen states stretching northwest from Texas to Ohio. Meantime, correspondent Chris Blank reports authorities say the storm that hit Sedalia, Missouri, did damage, but most residents were unhurt.
They say that between 15 and 25 people were injured, none seriously, and many of whom were able to take themselves to the hospital or able to